we try during the course of the year, whenever we give a shiur in Yom HaYomah, try to link it somehow, somewhere at Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes it's a little bit of a stretch, but tonight it's not such a stretch. Tonight it's a little bit easier. So L'chavod Yom Yerushalayim tomorrow night, we'll speak a little bit about Kedushas Yerushalayim, but I want to focus primarily on the difference between Kedushas and Mikdash Yerushalayim on the one hand, in contrast to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So some of the sugyas we spoke about a little bit in the past, but I want to try to highlight some of the things we spoke about in the past as it relates particularly to Kedushas HaMikdash and the extension to Kedushas Yerushalayim. So if you remember, earlier on in the year, we spoke about the concepts of Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shniya and Kedusha being Betela and Kedusha not being Betela. So just a quick chazara, the Gemara tells us that Eretz Yisrael was originally Niskatcha in terms of agricultural Kedusha when they first entered into Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua. That was according to most of the Rishonim. That's what the term Kedusha Rishona refers to. There's one opinion that says Kedusha Rishona refers to the days of the Avos, but we're not going to go that route. Kedusha Rishona means in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and that's when all the mitzvot of Tluyos Ba'aretz began, and that's what Shemitah, Terumah, Mitzvos, that's when they started counting for Yovel, etc. Everything began when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, it's not when they actually entered in. It was 14 years after they entered in. The first 7 years they were conquering, the next 7 years they were dividing. So 14 years afterwards, that's when everything kicked off. That was the opening first year of the Shemitah cycle, first year of the Yovel cycle, first Terumah Mitzvos Deraisa. Everything began at that point. That was Kedusha Rishona. But that changed dramatically at the time of the first Churban, when Christ was thrown out of Eretz Yisrael the first time. So that Kedusha was Betela. We assume that Kedusha was Betela. Then when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, the days of Ezra, so they were re-Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, albeit a little bit different. It wasn't the military conquest the second time around. It was merely inhabiting Eretz Yisrael. That was Kedusha Shniya. And that was a further machlokes in the Gemara and the Rishonim. What happened at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni? Did Kedusha Eretz Yisrael disappear after Churban Bayis Sheni? Or maybe Churban Bayis Sheni didn't affect the Kedusha of Kedusha Shniya. So again, we spoke about the details relating to Terumah, Mitzvos, Shemitah, Het HaMechira, all the controversy that we spoke about in months ago revolved around a lot of these issues. Is the Kedusha, at least the agricultural Kedusha, still Chayamas Min HaTorah Bizman HaZeh, or perhaps it's only Midirabbanan? But besides this entire sugya of Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shniya and Bitla Kedusha, etc., these are the Kedusha Sa'aretz. The Gemara has almost the same exact sugya concerning Kedusha Sa'mikdash. The Gemara uses the same terms, Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shniya, Kedusha Betela, Lo Betela. The original discussion, there are several discussions about it, but the discussion that the Tosfos, we're going to discuss that in a moment, picks up upon is a sugya that appears in Zvachim towards the end of Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Zayin, where the Gemara discusses the following question. We read a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Achrimos, that Gemara didn't put on the Mamre Kobos, because Tosfos basically quotes the part that's necessary for us. The Pesukim in Parshas Achrimos speak about the Isser of Shchutei Chutz and Halos Chutz. One is not allowed to shech the korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and one is not allowed to offer a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. The two different Yisurim, each one of them carry with them a punishment of Kareis. So if a person either shechts the animal or a person puts it on the Mizbeach, Chutz HaMikdash, those are clearly Yisurim Deraisa, Shochet B'Chutz and Malin B'Chutz. The Gemara derives from the Pasuk in Parshas Achrimos that the only time one is chayef kares for these Yisurim is only if the korban could have been brought to the Beis HaMikdash, what's called Ro'i Lovel HaPesach Ol HaMoed. So let's say, for example, a person has an animal that he was makdish as a korban, but it's possible to be a korban. It could never have been brought as a korban. So a person has makdish a deer. So you can't bring a deer as a korban. You can only bring a behemoth as a korban. So the guy goes in, he shechts the deer, chutz from mikdash, he's not chayef kares for that. Because the Pasuk says, Ve'al Pesach Ol HaMoed LaHaviyo, HaRoi LaPesach Ol HaMoed Chayev Alov, She'ein Roi LaPesach Ol HaMoed, Ein Chayev Alov. Well, let's say, for example, the animal is a treif or something. There's some kind of a problem with the animal, certain types of movement perhaps, whatever the case may be. There's something that would prevent us from offering it as a korban. But the issue of Sheikh B'chutz Ma'al B'chutz doesn't apply. So with that background, the Gemara has a discussion towards the end of Masechet Zvachim. What's the din of a shochet u'ma'ala b'zman hazeh? A person takes an animal, perfectly a kosher, a cow, no movement, no problems, and he makdish it l'shem korban, and he goes and he shechts it here. So is that called shochet b'chutz b'zman hazeh? Is that called ma'ala b'chutz? Is that a nisr deraisa or not? So would that be a nisr kares? So one day the Gemara says that no, that would not be nisr kares, because it's not roi lover l'pesach ol moed. There is no ol moed. There's no b'sa mikdash. So how can you say the yechayav, the whole isr of ma'ala b'chutz, shochet b'chutz, ma'ala b'chutz, is you're supposed to bring it to the mikdash. You didn't bring it to the mikdash. You could have brought it, could have, should have, would have, but didn't. That's the issur shochet u'ma'ala b'chutz. But the zman hazeh, you couldn't bring it to him. There's no mikdash. So that's not called shochet u'ma'ala b'chutz. That's what one opinion of the Gemara is. And the other day the Gemara says, no, that would be called Shochanu Ma'ala Bechutz, even Bezman Azeh would be Chayav Karbon for that, because what do you mean it's not Roy to be brought as a Karbon? You can put it as a Karbon, just go to Yerushalayim, go to the Harbayim, and Shecht it and bring it as a Karbon. I just know Beis HaMikdash, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash, as long as you have Kedushas HaMikdash, since the original Kedusha is still intact today, so you don't even need a Beis HaMikdash to offer Karbon as Bezman Azeh. So therefore, Shochanu Ma'ala Bechutz would be Chayav Bezman Azeh, that's called Roy LePesach HaMoed. So that's the original Machlokes, that's the Sugya, the end of Zvach, and of course, they had 107 bottles of Zvachim to get to that question. So what's the din bizman is? A guy shechts the karmel chutz to mikdash. A guy offers the karmel chutz to mikdash. Is he chayav karis or not? The Gemara says that machlokas is really a basic mikdash to machlokas. Namely, can you offer karbonos bizman is? Is it feasible to offer a karmel bizman is without a basic mikdash? If the answer is yes, then you chayav. If the answer is no, then you potter. So the Gemara uses the same terms, kedusha, the kedusha v'teila, the kedusha not v'teila, etc. So in the background of that sugya comes Tosus in the first letter of Rambam, Tosus in Yavam is Pebeis and Medeis, and Tosus quotes five lines into the Tosus, the beginning of the line, Shol Rebbeinu Shmuel Me'anyo, I don't know exactly, some town of France, wherever it was, Esri. He has to read the following question. The Hacha Koi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Yerusha Shnia Yeshlam, the Kedusha Rishon, Olo Kitchel Yosel Lovo, here in the Sugin Yavam Estav Pebeis, Rabbi Yochanan happens to be of the opinion that once the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, so the Kedusha disappeared, and then it had to be reinstated later, etc. But the Kedusha at the time of the Churban by Rishon was this Batla at the time of Churban. Nevertheless, Reperk HaShachet V'Amaleh, whereas Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one in Zvachim Kuzayin who says that Kedushas HaMikdash is not the Tela, and one would be Chayef Koreh for Shochanu Ma'ala Bezman Azeh. So Tosus quote Rabbi Yochanan in a contradiction. The Gemara uses the same terms, Kedusha Rishona Kayemis or Kedusha Rishona Betela. So in Yevamos, Rabbi Yochanan says the first Kedusha was Betela B'Shas HaChorban. Whereas in Zvachim, Rabbi Yochanan says that Kedusha is still Kayemis even post-Chorban. That was the Kasha of Ben Shmuel dug up that he has to read. You have to be as Faki in Yevamos Pebeis and Zvachim Kuzayin. You have to remember that Rabbi Yochanan spoke on both. So if you remember both those figures, then you come up with this Kasha. So what's the answer? The Heishavri. The lemaisrus vader lo kitchel aretz laosit of a kedushas yishalayim v'abayis kitchah. So comes the rebbe of brisketayr. Comes the rebbe and says there are different types of kedushas. There's kedushas eretz yisrael in contrast to kedushas hamikdash v'yerushalayim. So kedushas eretz yisrael is the teila. Once the base of mikdash is destroyed, once Klai Yisrael is thrown out and sent it to Golos, kedushas aretz for agriculture is the teila. Finished minatayr. There's no kedushas aretz. But kedushas hamikdash v'abayis that remains the olam void. That's the Ri's answer. So it's very nice, it's a beautiful answer. But so it solves the dilemma, it solves the contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan in one place happened to have been talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's the Sugya in Yevamos is talking about Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about Trumas and Maizers. And the Sugya in Zvachim happens to be talking about Hamikdash. So Tosfos is right that the two Sugyas are talking about two different things. The problem is, what's the Svar? It's just an arbitrary chiluk. One's Eretz Yisrael, one's Yerushalayim, and just call it a day. There has to be some lumdus to it. So comes Tosfos and suggests a whole series of different reasons why to defend this distinction that they claim is correct. So comes the Ri and continues. Shekedushas bechitzos kaima kosha me'asher lo choma d'ashirim b'megillah apa b'she'en lo achshel v'hoi lo korum l'chein. Says Tosfos, it's based on a pasuk in last week's parsha. You remember when the Torah speaks about bati ari choma. So the Torah says that if a person owns a house in a walled city, so the halachas are very, very different in terms of selling houses in a walled city than selling in non-walled cities. If you sell in a walled city, so the halacha is yamim tiagula. So you have 1 year to redeem that house. If you didn't redeem it for a year, then it's over finished. Then it remains by the buyer and it doesn't go back in Yovel. So that's very, very different from unwalled cities. Unwalled cities are like fields, and fields you're not allowed to redeem for the first 2 years, but you after that you're allowed to redeem it until Yovel. So it's a very, very different parasha. So comes the Teresh Mapeh and raises the following question. How do you define a walled city? What if you have a city that had a wall the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, when these didn't begin, but right now it doesn't have a wall, it doesn't have a wall. Is that called a walled city? Is it not called a walled city? So it revolves around the following pasuk. The Torah says, V'kam habayis asher ba'ir asher lo choma. So lo happens to be written in the Chumash with an aleph, but it's read with a vav. Now the Balkari obviously reads it the same way, it's pronounced the same way, but when the Balkari looks at that word lo choma, so he's supposed to have in mind with a vav, not with an aleph. For kama b'ayisa shabiyosha lo choma means with a vav, it means with a vav even though it's written with an aleph. So why is it written with an aleph? So the Tarshish Rav explains it's written with an aleph to teach us the following halacha, that it's still called the walled city even though there's no wall now. As long as there was a wall 2,000 years ago, that's also considered to be a walled city. Asher lo choma, so it's both true. Asher lo choma with a vav, it has a wall. On the other hand, it's lo choma with an aleph, it doesn't have a wall anymore. So that's the din, that's a quirk of a din by Bati Arechoma. The Bati Arechoma, the din of Bati Arechoma applies even if it doesn't have a wall right now. Parenthetically, this din has ramifications for us today. Most of us don't sell houses in walled cities anymore. Those didn't apply anymore. But the one din of walled cities that we still have this manazer is, of course, Kriyas HaMegillah, that the Chachamim instituted the din of landing in a walled city. So they parallel that din of a walled city after the din d'araisa of Bati Arechoma. And Chazal instituted by saying that even though right now it doesn't have a wall, if it had a wall at the time of Yemosi Yeshua Ben Nun, so that's sufficient to be labeled as a walled city. So we have a lot of cities, possible cities in Eretz Yisrael today, that may halachically be called walled cities, even though there's no wall anymore. So that din does have a little bit of ramifications for us. So the original din was said in Bati Arechoma, that even though the mechitzas, the walls, are no longer standing up, each din, it's even they're standing. So comes Tosfos and says, that's not unique to Bati Arechoma, to Pashas Bahar. That's a din klal, that's a general halacha. Anything that revolves around walls, so the wall was once standing, if he did it, it's still standing. So says Tosfos, what gives you Shalayim its Kedusha? The wall. The Torah speaks about, the Gemara speaks about Lifnim in Achoma. So if it's within the wall, that's Kaddish. Outside the wall, it's not Kaddish. Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with wall. There's no wall around Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the sub there. Eretz Yisrael is just land, it's just the fields. So when it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's nothing to do with Mechitza, it's nothing to do with walls. So then the Gemara says the Kedusha could potentially be Betela. That's what Rabbi Yechonin says. The Churban came, so Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha for agriculture. But Yerushalayim and the Mikdash have to do with walls, they have to do with Mechitzas. So Mechitzas remain the Olam Vod. Even if they're not physically there, Kedushas Mechitzas is always Kayamas. This is Tosfos' first Mahalach. So again, so Tosfos sticking to the position that Kedushas Yerushalayim is separate and distinct from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Betela. Kedushas Yerushalayim is still Kayamas. Kedushas Mikdash is Kayamas. What's the Svar L'chalek? One is a din of Kedushas Mechitzas, and the other is not a din of Kedushas Mechitzas.
So that's a zero successor, because logically
it's going
the other way.
Right.
Kedushas
depends
on a building.
Right, once the building's down, it's down. Right. That's right. That's right.
But
I would have said the opposite also, but that's what he tells us learning Pshat, and this is this is all learned from the Aleph, that one Aleph in the Chumash teaches us this club. So then Tosfos says, Inami, we have to give you another answer. What's bothering Tosfos with the first answer? What's bothering Tosfos? It's obvious what's bothering Tosfos. The first answer has nothing to do with Yerushalayim. That Gezeiras HaKosav of Bati Arechoma is talking about Mechiras Batim. It's not talking about bringing Karbanos. It has nothing to do with Kedushas HaMikdash. So it was a big stretch that Tosfos extended that to Kedushas Yerushalayim. That's why Tosfos the Stav is looking for another answer. Inami, says Tosfos, our original answer is correct, that Kedushas Yerushalayim, the HaMikdash, is different from Eretz Yisrael, but not based on that Gezeiras HaKosav of Lochoma, based on another pasuk. Inami, says Tosfos, Kedushas Yerushalayim, Mishum Be'ikrei Nachala, Ema Hefsek. So Tosfos is referring to a pasuk in Parshas for A, where the Torah says, "Ki lo vasem el ha-menucha v'el ha-nachala," that Klai Yisrael have not yet entered into the menucha, which is the temporary resting place, nor the nachala, the permanent inheritance. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Devachim, what's the menucha? The menucha was Kedushas Shiloh, and the nachala was Kedushas Yerushalayim. So why does the Torah call it a nachala? What's the difference between a nachala and a menucha? The answer is, a menucha is temporary. So Shiloh was Kadosh for 369 years when there was a Mishkan there. Once the Mishkan was gone, so Shiloh is like any other city. I mean, it's a nice place to go to visit Shiloh, but in terms of Kedusha, Samachom, so there's no more Kedusha to Shiloh today than there is to Tel Aviv. It's the same thing. They both have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's no Kedushas Mikdash. Either was a Mikdash there for 369 years, but it's gone. It was only temporary. It was only a menucha. But a nachala says Tosfos, Yerushalayim is different. Yerushalayim was from day one designated as a permanent dwelling place of the Shekhinah, and therefore it's called the Nachla, and therefore the Kedusha is never going to be Betela. So far Tosfos dug up two possible Gezeiras HaKosav to understand why Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim is different from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why is it that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is B'teila B'shas HaChorban, whereas Kedushas HaMikdash is never B'teila, either Lo Choma or Nachla? Ina Amisas Tosus B'shem Dechsev Zos Menuchasi Adeyad, a Pasuk in Tehillim, a Pasuk in Shemalos, that says the famous, that this is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is my Menucha Adeyad, this is my permanent place, the Olam Vot. So this teaches us Sadin, a strange mark for Din, a Pasuk in Tehillim, that Yerushalayim and the Mikdash are different. So no matter what the Machor is, Tosus sticks to their opinion, that the Riyas claims that this is in fact in Yechon and Shita, that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is B'teila, Kedushas HaMikdash is different from Nochoma, from Nachla, from Zos Menuchos, whatever the Machor is, the bottom line is some kind of a Machor, some kind of Xeris HaKosov, that Kedushas HaMikdash of Yerushalayim is different than Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechiru, we spoke about this Rambam in a different context, the Rambam is Ma'arich on this Nekuda also, and the Rambam basically comes to the same conclusion as Tosfos, but whereas Tosfos quoted you these three different possible Xeris HaKosov, the Rambam develops an entire theory, a whole Hashkafa behind it. Why is it that Kedushas HaMikdash is in fact different from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechiru, Perek Vav Halacha Yedalet, first introduces to us the Halacha, and then eventually explains why it's true. So the Rambam is speaking about the Mishnah in Masechah Shavuos, where the Mishnah describes how do you add on to the Makom HaMikdash. So you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have an area that's Kadosh, and now you want to make it a little bit bigger, to make an expansion. So what do? So the Mishnah says there are a whole series of different halachas based on the series of psukim in Sefer Ezra. How are you mosif al iyav al azara? So how do you extend the halachic borders of Yerushalayim? How do you extend the halachic borders of the Beis HaMikdash? You have to bring certain karbonos, and you have to walk around with the karbonos in certain ways, and it's those mirrors to say, whole longer Megillah, what's the din? What is that? It's a special din in that Torah that you have to be, the whole procedure that you have to do in order to endow an area with Kedushas Makom. So the Rambam writes in Halacha Yedalet, Kol Makom Shlo Nasa B'chol Eilu Chaseder Azeh, Ein Kedush Gomor. Any area that you want to designate as an extension of Yerushalayim or extension of the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't do it 100% properly based on this Parsha Bapeh, so it doesn't really get Kedusha. So says the Rambam, B'zesha Asa Ezra Shtei Todos, Zikarnusha Asa. So if you look and say for Ezra, so it appears that Ezra tried to be Mekadesh the Makom HaMikdash. When he came back there to Israel the second time around, they wanted to be Mekadesh the Makom HaMikdash. So Ezra did this process, so he didn't do the whole procedure. He didn't do it 100% right. Why not, says the Rambam? Because it wasn't the real din in the days of Ezra. There was really no necessity for Ezra to do it. It was only a Zeicha B'Yama. Lo B'maisav Niskadesh HaMakom. They were missing a whole bunch of different necessities. There was no melech and there was no urim betumim. So in came that Ezra's kedusha really wasn't valid. Uber menis kacha. So how did the Beis HaMikdash, how did they rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? If what Ezra did was really not meaningful in halacha. So says the Rambam, there was no need for Ezra to be Mekadosh the second time around. So it comes to Rambam and says that Ezra didn't really do anything. The original Kedusha was done by Shlomo. Ezra didn't extend the borders. So B'meila, what Ezra did was just a Zeicha B'Yama. But Minat Torah, the Kedusha was already Chal from the days of Shlomo and Melech. Either was a Churban in between. The Churban is Mamalav Lamayri, according to the Rambam. So basically, the Rambam agrees to tell us that Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim is Kitchel Rishon, is Kitchel Shaita, V'Kitchel Yosel Lavo. What are some of the ramifications of the statement of the Rambam? The Rambam continues in Halachat Ezvav. Therefore, one is permitted to offer karbonos bizman hazeh, even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to eat karbonos in the area that used to be the Azara, even though there's no Azara, there's no wall, there's nothing there. The animal kevas of mechitza. The Oakwin Kachim Kalim, my Sashani the Khalushalayim. You can eat anything in Rushalayim also. Avadish ain't shom chomos. There's no chomos, there's nothing. It doesn't matter. Shekadushu, we show in the kitchen the shaita, the kitchen yasud lovo. So the Rambam says, reiterate that Kedusha Rishonah Minat Torah is Kayemes La'olam Vod in Inu Yishalayim v'hamikdash. So now the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin gets to the punchline of what was bothering the Baalei HaTosfos. So here you have the same kasha that the Re was sitting in France and then dealing with the same kasha. How is it that on the one hand the Eretz Yisrael is not kadosh and Yishalayim and the mikdash is kadosh? So the Rambam is mamish bothered with the exact same kasha. So the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin, why do we say such a thing? The mikdash Yishalayim kedush Yishon akitzul yosid lavo, the kedush Yishar Eretz Yisrael. What's the answer? So here, whereas the Re was looking for Pesukim and Makairis and Drashas, the Rambam suggests the following Svara. So the Rambam suggests the following Yisod. What is it ultimately that's the Kaddish, the base of Mikdash? Is that it's a Mokom HaShechina, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu lives there, Kviyachal. So the Shechina can never be Nisbatla. So what is the Rambam telling us? The Kedushas Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the Shechina. What gave Eretz Yisrael the Kedusha in the first place? What gave the agriculture the Kedusha in the first place? It was the presence of Klal Yisrael, Horaya, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael and they took over Eretz Yisrael, they conquered Eretz Yisrael, they inhabited Eretz Yisrael, they divided the land, that's when the Kedusha began. So it's the presence of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael that creates the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So easy come, easy go. The corollary of that is, if the Kedusha was created by the presence of Klal Yisrael, in the absence of Klal Yisrael, so at least the agricultural Kedusha ceases to exist. The Mikdash has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. The Mikdash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there forever. Shechina, Eini B'Teila. That's the Lamdas of the Rambam. That's the reason why the Halacha draws a distinction between Eretz Yisrael in contrast to Mikdash. It's Mashal Amad Avedome, this idea that sometimes you have Kedushas that emanate from the people, from human beings, and sometimes you have Kedushas that emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just as the Rambam develops this distinction vis-a-vis Kedushas Makom, this idea exists vis-a-vis Kedushas Zman as well. We know there are two very, very different models of Kedushas Zman in Halacha. There's Kedushas Shabbos and there's Kedushas Yom Tov. So the Gemara in the end of Masechet Pesachim points out that the Nusach HaTfilah that we say in the, both in Tfilah and in Kiddush and Shabbos and Yom Tov is very different, which expresses the difference between the two. When it comes to Shabbos, so we say Mekadosh HaShabbos, there is no mention of Klal Yisrael in the Bracha, and only when it comes to Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, then it becomes Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazman, Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, Mekadosh Yisrael Yom Zikaron, Yom Kippur, etc. All the Yom Tov and the Rosh Chodeshim, the introduction to the Kedusha is Mekadosh Yisrael. Why is that? So the Gemara says the answer is very simple. Mekadosh HaShabbos, Klal Yisrael are not the Mekadoshim of Shabbos. It would be inappropriate to say Bracha to Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hashabbos. Klal Yisrael have nothing to do with Kedusha Shabbos. Haraya, Kedusha Shabbos existed long before there was a Jewish people. From the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayivarach L'Kiddush HaMashiach HaKadosh Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed it with Kedusha Zman, Avraham Avinu wasn't born for another 2,000 years. There was no Klal Yisrael, there was nothing, there was no Matan Torah, there was zero. And it was still Mekadosh HaShabbos. Whereas Kedusha, Yavim Tovim, there was no Yom Tov before the existence of Klal Yisrael. It's not shy to speak about a Yom Tov before Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, the Hazmanim. The Rambam draws this point even more poignant. We spoke about this in the past, that the Rambam Shita is that Lu Yitzuri Chas Shalom Klal Yisrael would cease to exist, and then Yom Tovim would cease to exist also. What does it mean Klal Yisrael would cease to exist? So the Rambam writes that if Klal Yisrael wouldn't exist in Eretz Yisrael, Lu Yitzuri, they would have a time in history where there's no Jewish community at all in Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Yom Tovim. Because it's only the Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael that has the ability to be Mekadosh Yisrael Zmanim. So the Rambam says, Baruch Hashem, it never happened, and hopefully it's never going to happen. Because Baruch Hu promises it's never going to happen. But Shabbos, Lu Yitzri, Chas Yisrael, there was no Klal Yisrael, it was still the Shabbos. Shabbos has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is Kedusha, which is Kviyah V'Kayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kima, what the Rambam is saying, that same Yisod, vis-a-vis Kedushas Mokom as well. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is based on human beings, it's based on the Jewish people, so we're not here. So the Kedusha of Menela disappears. Masha Ein Kein, Kedushas HaMikdash Rishalayim, that's Mikoich HaShechina, so the Shechina is Eina B'Teila. So the Rambam, L'chora, should have sufficed with this Svara. The Rambam goes a step further. The Rambam says, I'll bring you a Mokom from Chumash, what I'm saying. But anyway, Omer, it's a Pasuk in last week's Pasha, V'ashimos Yis Mikdashaychem, V'omu Chacham, Afa Pisha Shemim, B'Kedushasan Hein Omdim. The Pasuk says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will destroy Abot and Mikdash. So the Pasuk says, they're still called Mikdashaychem. So the Rambam says, yeah, it's still called the Mikdash. It's the same Mokom Mikdash as it always was, with the building and without a building. Aval, says the Rambam, Chiyuv Ha'aretz B'Shvi'is of the Ma'isus Ein Ra'al B'Neishu Kibush Rabim, whereas the obligation of Shvi'it and Ma'isus is only because of the Kibush of Klal Yisrael, the Kevet Shenukicha Ha'aretz B'Yadayim Batla Kibush Miftarim Minatar Ma'isus B'Shvi'is She'enim in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam continues what happened at Beis Abayit Sheni, that it came back again, didn't disappear again, etc. So again, the Rambam is expressing the same idea Tosos expressed, albeit with a totally different Mahalach. Tosos quoting Xeris HaKosos, Lo Choma, Zos Menichosi, Nachal, etc., to explain why Kedushas Yishlayim Ve'amikdash last Le'ol HaVoed. And the Rambam developed this whole beautiful Mahalach in terms of Kedushas HaShechina in contrast to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But notwithstanding the beautiful presentation of the Rambam, notwithstanding the three different Xeris HaKosos of the Balei HaTosos, not all the Rishonim agree to this distinction. There are Rishonim who held that there is a distinction, alright, the distinction is the exact opposite, that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Kayemes Le'ol HaVoed, and guess what, it's Kedushas HaMikdash that's Betela. So who says this? Who suggests this idea that the exact opposite, the Kedushas HaMikdash is Betela Bezman Hazeh? So this is the Shitas HaRaivit. If you take a look at the second of the Marmikomos, the Rabbah Menuchas Beis HaBechira Prak Vavaloch Yedalet, so the Raivit begins, Ome Avram, Svaras Atzmo Hizil. He says, it's very nice that the Rambam just said, it's his own personal Svara. Lo yadati me'ayin lo. He says, he doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. What's the mocha for this idea that Kedushas HaMikdash is forever? Umekam mekam is the Mishnah in Ein Mikdashi Rakev. The Mishnah is that say that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat the Maisa Sheini. Umekamar amru denofa mechitzas. Amal man diyama Kedushu Rishon lo kitchu lasa lovo. Lechilek mekdash l'shalayim l'shar Eretz Yisrael. So comes the Rambam and says, if you hold the Kedushas Betela, then it's Betela Lagamre, both for Eretz Yisrael as well as for everything else. But now the Rambam says, Velo Od, Elashani Omer, Shafilu Rabbi Yossi Diyamar Kedushas Shniyah Kitchel Yassin Lovo, even Rabbi Yossi who happens to hold that Kedushas Shniyah lasts forever, Lo Omer Elashar Eretz Yisrael, Aval Yerushalayim Ula Mikdash Lo Omer. So catch this, we've been saying for the last half hour that there's more Kedusha in the Mikdash than there is in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mikdash lasts forever. So the Rabbi, no, the opposite is true. Eretz Yisrael lasts forever. The Mikdash loved after the Mikdash lasts forever. What's the Svara? Lefisha yodea Ezra shal Mikdash v'shalayim asidim lehishtanos, ulishkadesh kiddush acher olami v'chvod Hashem li'olam. So comes the Rabbi and says that Ezra knew Baruch HaKadosh that he was only building a temporary Beis HaMikdash. There was no Havani that this was going to be the Binyan Yasod Lavo. So Ezra knew that it was only temporary, therefore he was only Mekadosh, a temporary. It was a long temporary, 400 and something years, 420 years, but it was still temporary. And therefore Ezra had in mind, why should it be Mekadosh at Le'olam Void? We'll wait till the Mashiach comes, and there'll be a real Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash. That'll be the Binyan Le'olam Void. But right now it's just going to be a temporary Binyan, easy come, easy go. As soon as it's destroyed, the Kedushas Malkum is going to disappear. So in contrast to Tosfos, in contrast to the Rambam, the Rabbi has the exact opposite. The Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, yes. Kedushas HaMikdash Rishalayim, no. So now the Rabbi comes and says a very cryptic statement. So says the Rabbi, Kach Nigla Li Misod Hashem Li Yireyav. So just in case you want to know how I know that I'm right, says the Rabbi, he says it was revealed to me as a secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to those who fear Him. So the Rav, it sounds like he's saying that he had some kind of a Gilush Shechina, some Ruach HaKadosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him some sign of Uah, some Chalom or something, that this was the correct shot, and in fact the Kedushas HaMikdash doesn't apply this man Hazeh. So this is quite a startling statement, but if you know a little bit about the Rav, it's not so far. The Rav was a very, very big Makubal. So it could be that the Rav really was claiming that Itaka had a Ruach HaKadosh, that this was his correct shot. So it said over in the name of Rav Kook that he thought that this was there was a misprint in the Ravid, that the Ravid was not claiming that he wasn't making a statement that he was a Makubal and therefore he had the Ruach HaKadosh, but he says he thinks that there's a mistake in one of the letters. So if you go back to the Ravid, it should say Kach Nigla Lo Miyasod Hashem Liraya. The Yud got shortened a little bit. We're going to say it would be possible. It's supposed to be Kach Nigla Lo Miyasod Hashem Liraya. Who is the Lo? Going back to Ezra. He's saying that the Rabbi is saying that Ezra knew Baruch HaKadosh that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Therefore, he wasn't Mekadosh Le'ol HaVoed. So it takes a little bit of the oomph out of the pshat and the Rabbi. You know, the standard pshat is the more exciting pshat. So the Rabbi had his own Baruch HaKadosh, this pshat. Whatever it is.
The
Kach Nigla Li Tzedek Shalom. Yeah, yeah.
There's no
way. There's no way. Yeah, the Pasha pshat is... Yeah, the pasuk shot is the way it appears by Hoskla. That he's not going to make such a statement. So what are the ramifications of this statement? So now the rabbi comes with another cryptic statement. Says the rabbi, the corollary of what everything that he just said is that if a person enters onto the makom mikdash today, so he's not chayav kares because it's not called the makom mikdash. I is tamei, doesn't that? Not called the mikdash anymore. Lost its kedushas mikdash, and therefore he's not chayav kares. Why is that statement cryptic? Because the Raiva doesn't say it's mutter. The Raiva doesn't say, therefore, nichtas acha, therefore, mutter likadosh bezman hazeh l'makom mikdash. She says, if a guy goes in today, we won't tell him he's chayav kares. So that's quite a difference between saying that something is mutter and saying it's not chayav kares. So like somebody asked me a question yesterday, asked me some shayla in Hilchos Shabbos. So it was a shayla that had already happened the week before. So they had done something like Salveh, they weren't sure, was it Mr. Deraisa or not. So I said to them, don't worry, you're not chayav skila. So the person said, does that mean it's mutter? I didn't say it's mutter. I just said, you're not chayav skila. I said, there's a big difference between the two. So that's what the machlokes haposkim, what did the Raivin mean? So from the simple reading of the Raivin, ein bekares, it doesn't mean that it's totally mutter. It means maybe it's also for some other reason. We don't know what that other reason is. But there is a Me'iri, at least Agir's and the Me'iri of Masechta Shavuos, that says that there were people who used to go on to the Makom Mikdash and they used to quote this Raivin. They found they held like this Raivin. So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av claimed that the Raivin was a Daf Yochid, that most of the Rishonim didn't hold like the Raivin. So therefore we generally assume that to go on to the Makom Mikdash today would be in fact in a Sakaris. Those who permit going on the Makom Mikdash claim that they're not really in the Makom Mikdash, which is again a highly controversial statement. They claim that parts they're going on is on the Harabai, not the Azara, the Tomei, Tar. So that's a big issue, Bizman Azeh. But the Ikaron, just to say that I hold like the Raiv and therefore it's Mutar, so that's very, very shaky, because first of all, the Raiv was probably a Das Yachid, and number two, even if he wasn't a Das Yachid, and I'm even sure the Raiv himself said that it was Mutar, he just said Ein Bekaris. So we wouldn't want to just stop be matter based on the Raiv, but those who have other reasons to be matter based on other possible svaras. Again, right, two isurim, right. I told the Rav Jolti once. No, we spoke about this a couple of years ago. I told the Rav Jolti. It's a fascinating shot from Jolti. That it's once in a salab, once in a machane, once in a of makom. There is one last part of the sugya. That's a Gemara Maseches Yevamos and the third of the Marmakamos. In Yevamos, Tavav on the days that has to be understood in light of everything that we've been talking about. The Gemara says, "Ezi bara mikdash." What is the mitzvah of Moira mikdash? The Torah says in a few places we have to be in awe and fear of the base of mikdash. So the Gemara lists off different things you're not allowed to do. Lo yikanes adam arabayis b'maklo. You're not allowed to walk onto the arabayis with your walking stick. The menolo. You're not allowed to wear shoes. The pundoso with his money belt. The avak shakav raglav. His feet are dirty. Lo yasarak apandria. You're not allowed to use the base of mikdash, the arabayis, as a shortcut. Or rekika mikavachol. For sure, you're not allowed to spit in the makom mikdash. So now the Gemara continues. Ezi ainly elav bizman shabeis mikdash. All these halachas are true when you have a base of mikdash. This man she ain't base of mikdash kaim inayin. How do you know if there's no base of mikdash? These didn't apply also. Talmud lomah eshabsol say kishmo mikdash itiro. Mashmir amur b'shabbos liolam. Just as shmir shabbos is of course forever. Af meir amur b'mikdash liolam. So to the mara mikdash lasts forever as well. So the question is, how do we understand Pshat and this Braisa? So according to the Rambam, this Braisa is perfect. According to the Rambam, it's exactly what it should be. That since conditions are mikdash is the olam v'ad, so we understand full well why there's a mitzvah of mara mikdash, even this man is even in the absence of a base of mikdash. But according to the Raivid, who says that there really is no conditions of mikdash, this man is it's betela, so then why is there a mitzvah of mara mikdash? So one could draw one of two conclusions. Either one could suggest this Braisa is shalei kaloha, that maybe this Braisa is following the opinions that hold kishon yasal levot, b'chalek yasal tanoim about it. So maybe this Braisa we don't accept according to the Raivin, or the Mechas Chinuch suggests that even the Raivin may agree to this Braisa, because even though the Raivin holds that the Kedushas HaMikdash is Betela B'zman Hazeh, but it's going to come back again, it's not like Shiloh. Shiloh, we said before, once there was Chub and Shiloh, the days of Eli, it's all finished, it's not coming back again. So Shiloh will never be a Makom HaMikdash, so the name of there's no Mitzvah Merah Mikdash in Shiloh. When there was a Mishkan in Shiloh, there was a mitzvah of Merah Mikdash. When you walked into the Mishkan, so you had to act in the proper way. But this man is there. There's no more Kedusha. There's no more or nothing in Shiloh. But Yerushalayim, even though according to the Rambam, even according to the Raivi, the Kedusha is Betela, but it's coming back. So since it's Chag Veneer, it's going to come back to life. Maybe Merah Mikdash. So maybe the mitzvah of Merah Mikdash applies, even though there's no technical Kedusha of Mikdash, according to the Raivi. That's a possibility, B'dat Raivi. So Kol Panim, we have a major machlokes in the Rishonim. What if any is the difference between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael on the one hand in contrast Kedushas HaMikdash? So the Rambam and the Baal HaTos suggest the idea that Kedushas HaMikdash is Kayemas Li'olam Vo'ed and Eretz Yisrael is potentially Betela. The Raivin has the exact opposite opposite mahalach, that Kedushas HaMikdash is betela, but Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is kayemes. What are the svaras lekan lekan? So the Ravid was very simple. The Ravid said that Kedushas HaMikdash, Ezra decided, so he was Mekadosh, so he was in charge of the Kiddush, so he decided, don't even make a temporary Kedusha. Mashainke, according to Tulsa in the Rambam, what's the lumbus? Why should Kedushas HaMikdash last the Olam Vod? So Tulsa, three psukim, Midash Elochoma, or Nachla, or Zos Menuchos Yadayad, and the Rambam was the one who developed this whole Yisoid about Kedushas HaShchina, and Kedushas HaShchina is assuming that Shechina is Eina B'Tela. What are the ramifications of Halacha in this Machloike? So we had a few Nafkaminas Halacha. We had a Nafkamin in terms of the person who's Tommy who goes into the Mikdash. According to the Rambam, that would be an Isser Karis B'Zman HaZen. According to the Ravid, it's not. Whether it's Mutter or not, it's questionable. But Isser Karis, it wouldn't be. We had another Nafkamin going back that we started this year, a person who's Makav HaKorban B'Zman HaZeh, Chutz HaMikdash, would that be an Isser Karis? So according to the Rambam, yes. According to the Ravid, that would not be an Isser Karis. I didn't say it's mutter either, but one would have to discuss, according to the Ravid, is there a possibility to offer a carbon, we'll call a bama, like in the old days, according to the Ravid, maybe can you build bamas b'zman hazeh? That would be a different question. Most people aren't asking those shaylos b'zman hazeh, but that would be a question according to the Ravid. So you have a few possible nafkaminas, and then this last bit of Mar Mikdash, which according to the Rambam for sure exists, according to the Ravid may not exist. So hopefully you know, we should be zocher that Mehri Aban HaMikdash, so according to the Rambam, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, so there's no new Kedusha that's going to be endowed. It's just going to be the same story. We're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha's Makom has been there from the days of Shlomo HaMelech. There's not going to be a new procedure. It's going to be Mekadosh. There's already Kadosh. But according to the Ravid, it's going to be a fundamentally new Kedusha. So you're going to have to go through the whole process of the Korban Todos, with the Shia, with the whole story that the Gemara Shavua speaks about, that the Rambam alluded to, that happened in the days of Ezra, at least partially. So according to the Ravid, we're going to have to be re-Mekadosh. We'll start all over again, because the Kedusha's HaMikdash was, in fact, the tale of his Manazah. Maybe about HaMikdash, we'll figure out what. Who's right, whether the Rambam's right, whether the Rambam's right.
The Rabbi would call the
Korban Pesach as... So you're not a Korban, the Rabbi, you can't be a Korban. There's no...